Back now with Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Jim Pugh. Coach, welcome back. It doesn't, as we record this, it doesn't feel like the middle of fall or even the middle of spring. It's kind of nice out there.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's thinking back to 2019, and you know that the day before it, Thanksgiving, it was cold, you know, in that week. So yeah, this is it's going to get cold. You know, I think on Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh yeah, we'll get it. Yeah,
Friday should be a great day for a football game.
You know, Coach, you mentioned going back to 2019. It's really weird when I look at some of the emails that I've been pounding out to coaches and look at the dates of games when you look back on things, to realize that we went, well, you know, more than a year and a half without sports, or at least without football, but over a year without sports. It's hard to believe that for you guys to be able to get back into a routine and for the kids to be able to get back into a routine. And, you know, with that much separation, it's amazing, in my opinion, to see the quality of competition that we've watched in fall too.
Well, that's nice to hear. I don't think we were always playing with that kind of quality, but we have been lately, and that's all that matters. But yeah, we're getting better, and the kids have been great. They've been motivated. I mean, we did have some fall practices where I think we were allowed 10 practices, you know, over the September and October, you know, and that stuff all helps. You know, the more you're practicing, you know, the better off you are. Right now, it's kind of like you know, spring football and getting ready for 2021 season. You know, in the fall, it's just crazy. But coaches adjust a little, aren't as adaptive or resilient probably as some of the players are. But yeah, we've made the adjustment and. It's been regular season.
It's been tough football too, because Cape Ann League is very strong right now. I mean, you know, Linfield in particular, of course, Ipswich and Amesbury have all played so tough and so well, and they're pretty talented. And you've got, concentrating this week on what would normally be a Thanksgiving Day game. What can you?
And also one of the best teams on the North Shore the Ipswich Tigers. I mean, they've been playing real well, and they've been beating people convincingly. I think their first game against Ipswich, they won on a field goal, 17-14, and since then they've been on a roll. So it's their juggernaut, and we got our hands full coming Friday.
Well, I think what's weird about them, Coach, is according to Coach Fassett, you know, he sort of installed a new offense this season, didn't he? And that, you know, for the kids to catch on that quickly, that's pretty cool.
Well, I think it's in their genes, to tell you the truth, Rick, because Jackie Welch was, you know, the wing T guy, played at Maine and ran the Delaware wing T for many, many years. And I know Kevin had said that, you know, he's consulted a little with Jack, but for years, That was Ipswich football was the wing T.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, Kevin's done a great job, and he's, you know, in his career there, he's run a couple offenses depending on the type of kid he has and the line size. But you know, he's run triple option. He's run, now he's the wing T. So he's a great coach. Kevin does an outstanding job and very knowledgeable football guy.
Got some great coaches in the CAL and the NEC. And Coach, tell me a little bit about what makes you happy. What makes you smile about your team this year? Because certainly you've got some explosive players.
Yeah, well, I mean that's all season and all last season. I mean, that starts off with Ryan Monahan, who had a great year last year, and you know is continuing, and he's getting ready to go up and play at St. Anselm's, which is Division II football, and you know they're very high on him. But we have other explosive players, and Marcus Norton. I know Salem News did an article on Carter Coffey and Marcus and Ryan, and they're 3'6" and above basketball playing quarterbacks and receivers. So, they're close. But it's our, what we've found the last couple of weeks as we've improved, is our offensive line, you know, and that's, you know, Todd Jackson and Jackson Courtney and Ben Harris and, Jackson Doobie and, who else did I, who did I miss on that? Tim Seward, one of our guard, and then Sean Collins at tight end. They've been opening up holes, so they've done a great job. And Marty Cook and Jack Mulvihill are doing a great job as defensive players, running backs. They do it all for us. So some of them are not as explosive as others. Monahan can take it 70, 80 yards to the house, and some of them get 4 or 5 yards at a clip, but that's football.
Mm-hmm. How many seniors do you have, Jim?
We have 13 seniors, and but four of them have not been in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them are soccer players playing their first year of football, and one is a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
But they've contributed a great deal to this senior class and to our season. And sometimes it's, you know, what they do in practice, but they've really made us a better team and more competitive.
Well, that's, I think a final question. Go ahead.
The junior class, we have about, 18 kids,
mm-hmm.
Junior class, but, the seniors, there were really 9 and like 7 that 7 or 8 that really have been around for 4 years.
Okay. So, you know, the thing of it is, last year's seniors, of course, everything got messed up. This year hasn't been a whole lot better, except they are able to compete. And, you know, it's looking better and better by the day with the vaccinations and so on and the numbers going down. So you got to take care of the seniors, but then also, you know, you're going to turn around and dare I say it, in a few weeks, you're going to be getting ready for August again. So it's been quite a ride, but I think, overall, Jim, I don't know if I just asked you this or if I did to another coach. If I could ask you about a particular highlight, and it wouldn't have to be an individual effort, or it could be, but a highlight if you were to look back on the season at this point, where you can, again, smile and say, okay, I'm really pleased with this. This is good.
I think it's been the camaraderie and the cohesiveness of this team. And they're great kids. I mean, they're great kids in school, in the classroom. And they've been, you know, bonding together, and you know that's the part that really makes a difference. And then the other highlight is seeing some kids out there who probably haven't played much varsity football before this year, and seeing, you know, some of those guys that, you know, were JV players last year as juniors, and some of those as sophomores, stepping up and, you know, earning a starting position and doing it convincingly and really playing well. So it's been a pleasure watching those kids grow and mature and step up and be contributors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, as you know, in football, it's not how good your top 11 are, it's how good your team is, top to bottom, and the practices and everything else. But a lot of these kids that, you know, when they were freshmen, we, you know, may not have thought they were going to be varsity starters and quality all-league types of players, and they really are stepping up. So that's been the best part for, I would say, the coaching staff.
That's great to hear. That is great to hear. Coach, any final thoughts about this week of practice, the final game, or the season?
Yeah, we're just excited to, I mean, it's not Thanksgiving. We won't have our breakfast, you know, with the Ipswich and Hamilton Wenham Rotary, but it's still got the flavor of, you know, this is Thanksgiving for, we keep referring to it as the Thanksgiving Day rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
That's going on this week. And unfortunately, some of the schools in the Cape Van League have lost that, because of COVID. So, you know, it's too bad. But the rivalry goes on.
Absolutely. All right, and let's see. When is your game?
We're playing Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Friday night at Ipswich at 6 p.m. That ought to be a beauty. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck this week, and we will talk again next week if you don't mind.
Okay, Rick. Sounds good.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Jim Pugh, who is the head coach, the high school football coach at Hamilton-Wenham High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.